Blog Talk Radio.
Coming down here where in the deep south region of the United States,
And so, therefore, I will be handling some of their booking engagements. So those of you that want to book them down here in the Deep South in Texas and Alabama, of course, in Mississippi and Georgia and other places outside the South, don't hesitate to contact me so we can get those guys booked at, for your concerts and your outdoor events and all that good stuff. Let's show them how we really do it in Deep South, because they really do their thing. I'm always wishing I'm at some of their events up there, over there on the West Coast in Cali. I haven't been in Cali in over 20 years, so I know that our second trip has been long overdue, of course. But who's excited? Of course, I thank you all for tuning in. I thank you for listening to the show as you watch the game. My television is turned down as I watch this game between Seattle and Atlanta. And it looks like the Atlanta score is 27-7. That's what it's looking like. So checking that out. Super excited about the Golden Globes award show tonight. Who of you have award show parties? I bet some of you just go all out like you're at the award show yourself. But those of you that are in attendance, and those of you producing and hosting, and especially the nominees, I send you hugs and kisses and best wishes also. So awesome. Can't wait to see Bradley Cooper and many others. Bradley Cooper will be escorting. His mom will be his date for the Oscars. Isn't that awesome? But thank you for not missing today's edition of Weekend Edition of the Shark Entertainment Report. And, of course, we focus on entertainment, lifestyle, and news stories. And this is pretty laid-back show. You probably hear the pouring down raining outside of my window. This is a normal thing here in Mississippi. This morning it's 70-something degrees. It's pouring down, raining literally. It's white outdoors, just pouring down. And then tomorrow's temperature, believe it or not, we've been having like spring-like weather this weekend. But guess what the high tomorrow is supposed to be? 44 degrees. That's the high for tomorrow, when yesterday was near 80. And this morning at 71 degrees. You know I love it. Love the good warm weather. But, you know, wow, when it goes up and down like that, oh, my God. And congratulations to Miss New York for being crowned Miss America 2013 last night. Yes, I did. I watched the pageant like I told you all I would. I was kind of sleepy, but I sure watched it. And congratulations to Miss Mississippi for doing a great, great, great job. A lot of Southern queens made it as finals. That was pretty good. But all the ladies did a great, great job. And the judges also. You can chime in at 714-409-0614 or visit me in the chat room. I'm headed to the chat room right now. But again, I thank you. You're amazing. Happy birthday. Today is your birthday. I know a few of my friends' birthdays are today. Sontris, with her beautiful voice, Angela Wall's birthday is today. Big shout out to her and my friend, former schoolmate, Ronald Bell. Today is his birthday. And many. You all know I love to talk about celeb birthdays, so we'll do that later on. Here is AC Perfecto. Another reggae tune. I know, I guess I'm visualizing being on an island somewhere. Here's a beautiful stranger.
Excuse me. I'm guilty of, 'cause all I know is this.
Jam, baby.
Please don't come to the concert.
Thank you.
already, Mississippi, afternoon, and I know it sounds good to you, whatever kind of weather you're experiencing where you are in this world. That sounds so good. Prince and MPG, the Dance Electric Jam. Y'all remember when he jammed that on Jimmy Kimmel live show? So awesome. Yes, indeed. Hey, be sure to like the fan page that I created in support campaign and for Prince to finally get his Hollywood Walk of Fame star. Okay, thank you to those of you that have shown your support and all that good stuff. You're another guy I've been just in awe of since my childhood. Prince's longtime friend, former bandmate, Andre Simone. I could just see it. I could see me making a grand entrance, of course, when I'm back in top shape, fit, and all that good stuff. Prince on one arm and Andre Simone on the other arm, making a grand entrance to somewhere brand. But here's Andre Simone, America, a song that was inspired by a president.
I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom, and I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit
facesofinfluenza.org.
Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Here's South Carolina, the Extreme Woody, Daydreaming.
dream I go back just to catch a glimpse of love gone by.
Austin Brown, visit his site at austinbrown.com, and also he has an awesome a YouTube channel, Real Austin Browning. Also, he's all over Facebook. So check him out. And also, send him your love and condolences because last Sunday he lost his father, Nathaniel Brown, husband, longtime husband. I think his parents have been married since the year I was born, 68. Wow. You know, just within the recent year, many of us that follow his career have seen both his parents on accompany him to interviews and all that. So just sad to hear the news of his father's death last Sunday from cancer. So sending much love to he and his mother, Rebe Jackson, and his sister, Brown, and his sisters, and of course his Aunt Janet, who's very close to an entire Jackson Brown family, and fellow supporters and fans, and those of us who love the Jackson dynasty on stage and off. So sending much love to Austin Brown, but you know, he's doing an amazing job also with his career. I think his father passed away Sunday, but he's still such a commitment to perform at an event on Monday night. Wow, I know. Well, here are my friends, SeaWorld High Fashion, Bahama Mama.
Oh my goodness gracious, I'm in Jamaica right now.
Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, counting down some vodka. Did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I rep that fucking Prada, I came from the water. SeaWorld High Fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Munch, gun stunts, so I just can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking reggaeton. Nine piece, eight balls, chirping on my cell phone. Posted in Jamaica, smoking telephone. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. And now I'm feeling so tropical. Long hair, and it's coming out my follicle. Try me, it ain't logical. I rock too much, iced out, I'm looking like a popsicle. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama.
Mama, hey, big shout out to the fellow members and supporters of NoLabels.org. Remember, the big meeting to make America work is tomorrow, and this training going on today, if I'm not mistaken. But those of us that did not make the New York trip, but we don't live in New York, hey, we can check it out online at the website, NoLabels.org. John Huntsman and Joe Machin were both on this week on ABC this morning with George Stephanopoulos, making sure I say his name right. I like to say his name, but I want to make sure I'm saying it right. So that was an awesome interview to see him. And also Haley Barbour was on, if not, was on Meet the Press. Colin Powell was on first, and then former governor of Mississippi, Haley Barbour, and mothers were on, but I was so glad to see the new members of NoLabels.org, John Huntsman and your machine on. And I'm checking out an email that I not long ago received from John Huntsman and Joe Machine regarding the meeting to make America work, which is scheduled for tomorrow. And my email does not want to open up because I want to share with you all. I am a digital leader with newlabels.org, so it's important for me to get information out there regarding all things nolabels.org. And nolabels.org is comprised of independents, Democrats, and Republicans like myself. But John Huntsman and Machine are saying they're on their way. Like they're on the train, and they're on their way, but my email is trying to open up, so it needs to hurry up because I do not like to any delays in live radio and do not like to lose your attention. I know how I am. If something's not flowing too good, if I'm listening to a program or something, I'm like, okay, wait a second. I'm okay. I give you a little bit more time to get things going. But once I'm getting this email open, but then the game is coming close to the end. The game between Seattle and the Falcons, and also the score is getting close. Also, not only is the game coming close to the end, but the score is close to the end. So we have about look like about 2 minutes and 40 something seconds, and it's a close one. It's a close one. Atlanta has 27, and sometimes Seattle has like 21. So the fans are like going crazy in the stands, and so and those of us here at home also. So yeah, I love football, period. But I know I was reading a tweet from Star Jones, you know, about how she's loving today, but saddened that her team, the Giants, are not playing in the playoffs. You know, and it's a lot of us like that, but because we do love football and we love the NFL, we support teams. And, you know, I'm happy for Seattle and Atlanta. So don't ask me who I'm going for because, I'm a longtime big supporter of Coach when he was with USC, Pete Carroll. But then also Atlanta is a safe team of mine also. So, wow. Okay, I'm looking at a picture of John Huntsman and Joe Mason, and they're both smiling, and they're saying, we're on our way to the meeting to make America work. It's another few hours until we start talking about how to get our country to stop fighting and start fixing. And they're reminding us to tune in online to watch live. So those of us that aren't in New York and not at the actual meeting, we can watch. Just click on nolabels.org. /live tomorrow, as we step up, as leaders of this movement. So congratulations, guys, and you're really starting off on a good start. Looks like, and it's a really awesome picture of these two guys. And I'm going to do my best to post it on my media pages and so on. Also, so really cool picture of the guys. And man. I know they're having a blast. They're having a blast of a good time. Those that are in training today and also with the meeting also, it's going to be a really, really good one. So this email came in to me about 2 hours ago, and it is so cool. So I guess I'm going to reply back and thank them. Pretty cool to hear from politicians that I really do love and support and adore. And but it's all about us all working together, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and those that don't give a, you know, blankety blank, but that do care about America and care about what happened to America and care about our families and our own livelihood and well-being, right? So check out No Labels. .org if you haven't. I've been a part of nolabels.org for probably almost 2 years now, or 2 years. Time goes by fast. So I'm trying to reply back to them and thank them for this nice email, a letter, picture. And they're on the train headed on up. I figured they were in New York when I seen them on Oh, they weren't in New York, or they would have been in the studio. Yeah, so I figured they were in New York. But that's awesome. So that should be good. So if you're at work or not at work, and get a time, check out nolabels.org tomorrow. If you never visit the website, check it out today. Also, so just, I'm checking my emails because I'm running. Send me emails and stuff. You all know my cousin Linda. So, yeah, there's been a lot of celebrity news going on also. Jason Sudeikis of Saturday Night Live is engaged to the beautiful Olivia Wilde. And then also you all heard the news that not only did Britney leave the X Factor, but apparently she left her former agent, manager, also returned the engagement ring and not engaged anymore, but I hear that she's in talks with to do something, some work in Las Vegas. So, wow. There's a lot of other news been happening, good news, but let's see what's going on with the game because it's really coming close to the end. But I just wanted to share that with you. But what celebrities, oh, before it's time to end, that's something I love to put light on, and it's celebrities, celebrity birthdays. So, and of course, and also there's a new vid out too that nolabels.org has out, and I have shared. If you visit the website, the YouTube channel, nolabels.org, you can check it out also. So it looks like the score now is, it's about 30 more seconds left, and it's still Atlanta 27 and Seattle 21. So that's still what's happening. So, and the announcers are going crazy, going big time crazy. Okay, so let's talk about celeb birthdays and also looking at this game. There's a flag going on. It's like 31 seconds left. And there's a timeout happening. Okay, happy birthday to Julia Louis-Dreyfus of Seinfeld. She's 52 and she really takes good care of herself. Frances Dernhagen, actress, 83. Rip Taylor, comedian, is 79. Billy Gray, actor, father knows best, is 75. Richard Mole, actor, Night Court, is 70. Trevor Rabin, rock musician, yes. Oh, my God. Trace Atkins, 51. Penelope Ann Miller, actress, 49. Nicole Eggert, actress, 41. Orlando Bloom, actor, Pirates of the Caribbean and The Lord of the Rings, is 36 today. And actor Patrick Dempsey, Grey's Anatomy, turns 47 today also. And now the score is 27-21. The Atlanta are looking very excited. Okay, and then also on today, a year ago, the Italian luxury liner Costa Concordia ran aground off the Tuscan island of Giglio and flipped onto its side. 32 people were killed. The ship's captain, Francesco Chiantino, faces possible trial on charges of manslaughter and abandoned the ship before evacuation was complete. That doesn't seem like a year ago. 1794, President George Washington approved a measure adding two stars and two stripes to the American flag following the admission of Vermont and Kentucky to the Union. And then in 1801, Salmon P. Chase, U.S. Senator, Secretary of the Treasury, and Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, was born in Cornish, New Hampshire. And then in 1893, Britain's Independent Labor Party, a precursor to the Labor Party, first met. And also in 1898, novelist Emile Zola's accused a defense of Captain Alfred Dreyfus, a French Jew falsely convicted of treason, was published in a Paris newspaper. And in 1964, Carol Watts Tyler, the future Pope John II, was appointed Archbishop of Krakow, Poland by Pope Tom. I need to study my Roman numerals. 1966, Robert, I used to know him front and backwards, forward and backwards. 1966, Robert C. Weaver became the first black cabinet member as he was appointed Secretary of Housing and Urban Development by President Lyndon B. Johnson. And then in 1968, country musician Johnny Cash recorded a live concert at Folsom Prison in California. In 1978, former Vice President Hubert H. Humphrey died in Waverly, Minnesota, at age 66. In 1982, an Air Force 737 crashed into the 14th Street Bridge in Washington, D.C. after takeoff and fell into the Potomac River, killing 78 people. 1989, New York City subway gunman Bernhard H. Goetz was sentenced to 1 year in prison for possessing an unlicensed gun that he used to shoot four youths he said were about to rob him. And in 1990, L. Douglas Wilder of Virginia, the nation's first elected black governor, took the oath of office in Richmond. And in 2000, Microsoft chairman Bill Gates stepped aside as chief executive. And in 2002, the off-Broadway musical The Fantastics ended a run of nearly 42 years and 17,162 performances. Now, there's some big stuff going on the television regarding the game. There's a call about the flag. It's only a few more seconds, and it looks like it's a tie. 27-27. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. I know, this is a silent moment. It just made a field goal, it looks like. Now it's going to commercial, but some of you are at the game anyway, so you all keep us updated also. I left my switchboard, and I waited till, I thought some of you might recall, so I waited till the live stream had stopped to leave my switchboard. And now I'm trying to connect back to my switchboard. Okay, it looks like Seattle has 28 and now Atlanta has 27. That's what it looked like, what's happening now. Wow. It went from 20 to a big lead. To now Seattle leading. I don't know who's winning. But I know Atlanta has had a really good year. I know Seattle's been doing good too. But I know Atlanta has been having a really good year. So I'm connecting back to my switchboard. Twenty-five more seconds remaining. Is this your Antonio Gonzalez? Let's see. So the Golden Globes will be broadcast on NBC. And I'm sure you know you can check out the different networks that's covering the red carpet and the different online it's also E! Entertainment, InStyle. They're celebrating and having fun. InStyle.com. So I'm getting one more look at my email because the Oxford interesting email might have come in this last few minutes before I head back to the switchboard. It won't take the time when I have you all waiting. So I just head on to the switchboard. Well, this game is coming close to an end. But honestly, we don't know who's going to be the winner until it's over. It ain't over until it's over. One of those kind of games. It ain't over until it's over, baby. Atlanta's going crazy right now. Atlanta fans are going crazy. Pete Carroll and his team are looking very serious. Okay. Matt Ryan just headed back out on the field. And thank you, worldwide listeners, and big shout out to Ebony Empress and Sexy India, Dollhouse Radio, Judge Neil. Wow, I have a lot of favorite shows. Okay, Brian Cuban, have you all checked out his new shows? I mean, he has like his. You know, he really inspired me with blogtalkradio.com, but he has his legal brief and also his blog, and he's finishing up on a book now. So you need to be networking with Brian and tweeting with him. You can tweet him at the Cuban also, because he is something else. He is so hilarious and so filled with so much information. And his own story is just an inspiring story in itself also. Okay, what I'm doing, I'm working on getting back to my switchboard. That's what I'm doing right now. And keeping you all updated right quick on what's going on with the game. I can add a little bit. Not long, not much left. The rain is coming down like crazy here. Field goal was made. Now the score is field goal. Atlanta made a field goal, making the score 30-28. And but still can't call a winner. Yeah, you all know how it is. I'm not going to say, oh, they're the winner. But the score is 30-20. It's 30-28 right now. So that's the score. But it's not over yet. Clock still on. Wow, did you all watch Shark Tank on Friday night? It was so good, like always. And speaking of those Cuban brothers, Scandal was awesome. Not to mention Nashville. And that new show on NBC is pretty good also. Deception. I mean, okay, I'm going to take a moment right quick so I can get back to the switchboard. Left. Okay, I'm just working on getting back on my screen. I'm on the Android that I usually refer to as my backup. The game is almost coming to an end. 30-28. Now, that's one of those games that you don't want to leave early or turn the channel before time. Atlanta intercepted. And Atlanta won. Atlanta are the winners of a score of 30-28. And they're good teams, both teams I like a lot. So the team that I played, I guess I scored one, and that was Atlanta. So congratulations to the Atlanta Falcons for the awesome win. They had an awesome season. And congratulations to both coaches. Because like I said, Coach Pete Carroll is a favorite of mine anyway. He's a good coach. So congrats to him. So the report is already talking to quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, Matt Ryan, right now. So he's doing an awesomely great job, he and his team. But Seattle sure put that fear factor on them. Did they not? Oh yes, they did. At 28-7. Yes, indeed. They're very excited. Coach Mike Smith is very excited, of course. Somebody's doing a Gangnam style dance. I think that was Tony Gonzalez. Yeah. So it looks like I might have to go ahead and conclude the show because my switchboard doesn't want to come up and I want to play a little bit more music. But my switchboard isn't coming up, so let's see. Let me try one more time. Well, I will go ahead and conclude the show for now, and I thank you for tuning in. Congratulations to the Atlanta Falcons and to the entire NFL National Football League. It's been an awesome season, and we're super excited regarding the Pro Bowl and other games, and the Senior Bowl and Super Bowl and all other games that are quickly approaching, and also finding out exactly what will be going on February 3rd. We already know Beyonce and her group are reuniting, Destiny's Child. They have a new song that they've been circulating out there in the internet world, and it sounds good to me. So you all can check it out, Legacy Recordings. Check out the new song. Just check out Legacy Recordings at SoundCloud.com. And you will hear for yourself. I believe, let's see. Oh, goodness, I received it from different outlets. but I know Huffington Post sent me one, and that's how you can connect with SoundCloud on their post. And I'm sure MTV and BET and others have theirs also, but I believe one of the main ones that I received mine from was Huffington Post. But again, thank you. It's been amazing. I appreciate your support, and I wanted to conclude the show with some good music and a few more PSAs and talking a little bit more about the Golden Globes and other awesome entertainment lifestyle news that's been happening. There's been a lot going on. I don't know if I told you all, though, on Friday I received an email from the Wendy Williams Show regarding Do You Want to, she's always running contests. And it's regarding becoming, getting a celebrity makeover. And I don't know what I was thinking, but I went ahead and entered the contest. I forgot, but it's a celebrity makeover. And so you're supposed to have briefly written reason why you deserve a celebrity makeover. And I went into why I deserve a celebrity makeover. But you also were supposed to request what favorite celebrity you wanted to get your makeover similar to. And as soon as I submitted my information and my headshot, that many of you are familiar with, I recall that I didn't put down a favorite celebrity. I have a lot of favorite celebrities. So not anybody that I really wanted to look like, but I guess it's a good, clean, polished image. And it's kind of weird because I've always considered myself a fashionista since I was a little kid, but I've been a homebody, you know, in recent years, and you know, pretty much, and that's one of my things, one of my goals and resolutions of this year is to really, achieve that polished look and to get a makeover. So I won't say what I wrote in regards to why I deserve a celebrity makeover, but I did say I couldn't believe I had submitted this because it's kind of scary to be on national TV, and I would prefer to be on national television, being in tip-top shape, you know, good abs and all that good stuff. But I'm not saying I would be the winner, and I shared it on my Facebook page also. So if others wanted to enter the contest, you know, they could have. And if you are a supporter of Wendy Williams Show, you probably see the same email that I get. I love networking with her and watching her YouTube channel. But recently, when I do have time and do get home to watch morning TV, for some reason, Kelly and Michael Strahan have been keeping my attention a lot. But I do stay in the know with Wendy Williams and so on. And for some reason, one of my favorite parts of Kelly and Michael's show is when they do the caller, you know, when they call the viewer. It bothers me when I miss that segment. I love that segment. But then also I love Wendy Williams' Hot Topic segment. But I want to be sure to watch her show tomorrow morning when she's talking about this promo that she has going on for people to win a celebrity makeover. I know probably last summer, a lady that I know had won to be one of the guest co-hosts on her show. And I think the reason why I didn't enter that contest, because I was like, maybe after I drop a few pounds, I enter a contest like that. But the celebrity that I would want to look like, not anybody I really would want to look like, but I guess that polished image would be maybe like Wendy herself. Of course, Diana Ross, the polished appearance with my own persona of that of Kim Kardashian. I was saying this morning where she's doing the proper thing and wearing maternity attire. When my mother first heard that Kim was pregnant, she was like, I wonder how she's going to dress. I said, Kim is probably going to do it right. I said, and wear the proper maternity attire. And therefore, I heard this morning that she's been seen wearing proper maternity attire and all that good stuff. But, no, I'm not expecting, but I'm just saying she knows what styles and what's appropriate to wear for certain events and certain times in one's life. But you know, Diana Ross, I guess, and, you know, and Wendy has a pretty cool polished image. You know, you can make people look like people unless they really look like people. And the people that I'm often told that I look similar to, Anita Baker, And sometimes, you know, those persona, the Anna Rawls, especially when my when I'm skinny, slimmer, and so on. So I just stuck on it rambling. But, I mean, some of you probably have entered the contest also. So I'm just letting you know, hey, I entered the contest too. So, you know, I'm not expecting to be a winner, but if I do, it's going to be fun. But, yeah, you know, it surprised me myself that I did that. But, again, thank you all for tuning in and you're on the profile and listening and chatting and networking. And you know, if you want to be a guest, let me know. Call in, chat with me, email me at kultreshokentertaimment@yahoo.com. And on Friday, I wrote my first review with, I've been a member of TripAdvisor for ages, and you would think I would have been written reviews, even though I hadn't been traveling much. You know, I went to Dallas the week of New Year's Eve. So I wrote a review regarding my trip to Dallas and staying at the DoubleTree Hotel by Hilton at Campbell Center. It was a pretty positive of review. And so it should be available for view probably tomorrow. They're going to notify me and let me know. So when I submit it, they say, well, we'll let you know when it's published. Within 48 hours. So that was my first review. But you would have thought I would have been written a review if it was from a restaurant or somewhat like that. You know, Cousin Linda, she is a worldwide traveler, and she often writes reviews from restaurants and hotels and other places with TripAdvisor. But I submitted my first review. I was like, let me go ahead and submit my review. Because, you know, I network on the site and check out reviews all the time and get emails from them. And I didn't realize I'd been a member of TripAdvisor since like 07. And I was like, wow, this is my first review. but I published the first one. Submitted it, and it'll be available, not this evening, probably tomorrow, because it's been like 48 hours. But again, thank you all. We'll do our best to stay dry and not to get sick. See, weather like this that we're experiencing is why so many people get sick. Okay, Tony Gonzalez is talking right now. He's super excited, and he is a veteran player, a great player. And, you know, that's a good thing. One time I heard a story that he saved somebody's life one time in a restaurant. Somebody was, like, choking, and he literally saved their life. So, wow, so he's real happy. Why wouldn't he be, huh? Wow, that's amazing. So there's all the guys right there. NFL on Fox, that's awesome. But again, let me conclude the show and thank you all for tuning in. Send me your press kits and your awesome music. Draft, an amazing rap artist from Marrero, Louisiana, sent me a note, and he has some new music that I'll be adding to the song list and playlist and many others. And again, I want to send a condolences out to the local contemporary R&B station here in Jackson, Mississippi, WKXI. You can visit WKXI.com. Send condolences and hugs to PD, Stan That Man, Branson, and staff and fellow listeners. Excuse me. See, here I am sneezing. I couldn't hold that back. Excuse me. I know I did my best to hold it back. And fellow listeners of WKSI.com regarding the loss of legendary DJ and radio personality Leonard Morgan, who usually broadcasts every Saturday and Sunday night. I knew his daughter, who passed away over 20 years ago at a very young age from a heart trouble. But it's in a condolences out to them and the fellow listeners of WKSI.com. They play awesome music, R&B and blues music, and sponsor a lot of great concerts and special events here in Jackson, Mississippi, and in the state of Mississippi. But check out the station. I'm always talking about WKXI online, and you all hear me give them a shout-out. Here's also Evelyn Green, I believe, is working now, and she's always playing awesome music. But, again, thank you all for your support and listening to the show. I will be broadcasting tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. Central Standard Time for Motivating Monday. So thank you and happy 2013. Okay? You've been listening to Weekend Edition, Culture Shock Entertainment Report.